This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Friday. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmer's Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmer's Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
As the U.S. continues to have discounted grain in the global market, the export sales need to be following along as countries take advantage of the opportunity for cheaper corn and soybeans. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest report from the USDA.
It was a another good week for corn. We had 1.82 million tons of corn sold this week. This is the best new crop corn sales that we've seen for this particular week in four years. Beans on there, for their part, were not as exciting as what we've seen over the last few weeks here, but we are still seeing improved sales there. So the number came in at 1.65, almost 1.66 million tons for beans.
McBride said those were decent numbers, but we still want to see more at this time of year.
At this point in the year, this is a decent number, but this is the same conversation we've had for a while, where we want to see those numbers increase, since we are cheaper than Brazil at this point. With us being the cheapest in town, we want to make sure that we're getting these sales front-loaded as best we can.
McBride did say, though, that there has been improvement in the soybean flash sale numbers.
We've been seeing a good frequency of soybean sales, a lot of it to China and unknown, so that is definitely what we want to see. We are the cheapest in town for right now, for at least the next month, maybe month and a half, so if we can continue to see those sales flow in, that's going to help us out. Still, obviously, far where we need to be, but we are seeing some improvement on that side of things.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.